This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's government is reporting some senior-level officials have left President Volodymyr Zelensky's cabinet as the government there attempts to crack down on corruption. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The deputy head of Ukraine's presidential office has quit after the president pledged a staff shakeup amid high-level corruption allegations. Kirilo Tymoshenko asked to be relieved of his duties, according to an online copy of a decree signed by President Volodymyr Zelensky, and Tymoshenko's own social media posts. Neither have given a reason for the resignation, and local media is reporting Deputy Defense Minister Vyacheslav Shapovalov has also resigned, alleging his departure was linked to a scandal involving the purchase of food for the Ukrainian armed forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Poland's defense minister says his country has officially requested permission from Germany to transfer its Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. He said Germany has confirmed that request. In Berlin, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg held a joint news briefing with German's defense minister Boris Pistorius, who said Germany is still considering the request for more advanced weaponry. Stoltenberg, while giving credit to Germany for the weaponry it has already supplied, stressed Ukraine's need for the tanks as it faces an undeterred Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The bravery of the Ukrainian forces has inspired the whole world. At the same time, we should not underestimate Russia. President Putin has proved that he is willing to pay a high price for this unjust war. He has mobilized over 200,000 troops and is acquiring new weapons from other authoritarian regimes, such as Iran and North Korea.
This is VOA News. The death toll has risen to 11 from Saturday's shooting near the small city of Monterey Park, California, near Los Angeles. Nine others were injured in the attack at a dance club that was popular with older Chinese Americans as Chinese New Year celebrations got underway. The suspected gunman, who is also Asian, died of self-inflicted gunshot wounds. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan spoke with residents about the tragedy that has shaken the quiet community.
Family members gathered for news of loved ones. As a young woman who lost her aunt shows a video of her doing what she loved, dancing at the club where she died. Outside the club, community members mourn. Monterey Park is 65% Asian American, and people get along. Police are seeking a motive for the shooting in Monterey Park and for a second failed attack at another dance club in a nearby city, averted when a man wrestled the gun away from the gunman. The suspected shooter, 72-year-old Hu Con Tran, later took his life inside a getaway van. The flags flew at half-staff at Monterey Park City Hall, and one resident came to thank police and first responders. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Monterey Park, California.
A human rights group and 16 individuals have filed a criminal complaint in Germany seeking punishment for Myanmar's generals for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The complaint alleges those crimes were committed after the 2021 government takeover and during a 2017 crackdown on minority Rohingya Muslims. Fortify Rights says those responsible have yet to be held accountable. A decision by the German prosecutor's office on whether to file an indictment may take time. The case is based on universal jurisdiction, a legal principle that allows for prosecution anywhere if the offenses are so severe they represent crimes against the entire international community. The complaint was filed days before the anniversary of the military's February 1, 2021 seizure of power. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Brazilian police plan to indict a Colombian fish trader as mastermind behind the killings of indigenous expert Bruno Pereira and British journalist Dom Phillips in June of 2022. According to the investigation, Ruben Dario da Silva Villar provided the ammunition used to kill the pair, made phone calls before and after the crime to the confessed killer, and paid his lawyer. He denies any involvement. Pereira and Phillips were traveling in the remote area of the Amazon when they disappeared and their bodies were recovered after the confessions. Phillips was researching for a book on how to save the world's largest rainforest. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.